What up, King of the Dot? I'm Organic.
My name is Bishop Rigate. We want to introduce y'all to our brand new King of the Dot Rewards Program.
For years, fans have been asking us how they could be more involved with King of the Dot, and we finally have found the solution that y'all have been asking for.
We have designed subscription plans for our King of the Dot fans to receive rewards all year round.
Rewards like early battle releases for all y'all that just can't wait to watch your favorite battle.
Discounted prices on clothing in the King of the Dot store.
Tickets to events all year round.
And even free pay-per-views.
So make sure you log on to KOTD.TV and go check out which reward package best suits you.
Join the family now. Consistency makes history, baby.
This is to all my fans out there. If y'all want to talk to me, in the next 2-3 weeks, shit's going to be popping crazy. And I'm going to stay in touch with you guys for my Oxy battle, too. If you guys want to text me anything, you can hit me up at 323-831-3631. I got the Superfan app. It'll pretty much send you a confirmation that tells you it's okay for me to text you back and forth. And then I can text you straight to the number. This is for all of you guys who have any questions. We got a lot of things going on right now, and I'm very excited to be, you know, bringing you guys all the content that's going to be coming, and I'm just really excited about battle rap. I love you all. Everybody stay positive in these crazy-ass times. Hit me.
Bingaboom, official partner of the battle.
Поболеем за нашу Россиюшку, родненькие. Мы сегодня победим. Bingaboom.ru. Играй и побеждай на Bingaboom. 10 азартных игр, ставки на спорт, лицензия РФ. Поиграем, блять. Ссылка в описании.
Пошумим!
About views, but nobody knows one of the highest viewed battle rappers isn't even American.
The guy's from Russia, and his views are fucking crazy. He had a battle 4 weeks ago that already has astounding numbers.
You're nothing but a snack! Oxymiron, this message is for you.
Ребят, я научил его представлять правильно публику. Салюса мистер Андрей Кинг.
Елена Гасибой, Галый got what it takes to battle on this King of the Dot stage. Get at me on all social media platforms at GullyTK. Let's make history, y'all.
103 on my hat, so my mind's heart. My mind's sharp and my heart's true. Life's a gamble, so win daily at bingoboom.ru. Give it up!
Bingo. The host with the most gets your dumb ass smoke. Yeah. World Dom 7, LA, make some noise!
Yeah. All the way from St. Petersburg, Russia. Battler, to my left, introduce yourself.
Oxymiron versus Booking Machine. Thanks for having me, thanks for coming. Let's fucking do it. Let's go.
Repping Los Angeles, California. Battler, to my right, introduce yourself.
You're in Los Angeles!
Oxy won the coin toss, it's on Diz, round one, let's go!
Всем привет!
But, my god fucking damn! You got a humongous fam! That ain't no support group! Dude, that's the fucking Klan! Most Americans puzzled how we making a fuss over a single Russian man, but me, on the other hand, I'm someone who studied cultures, so I understand why he has a ton of fans. Because if you see how the Soviet Union used to be structured and how they broke it up into a dozen lands, you would know it's only right someone from Russia would come with a bunch of stands. God.
God damn! It's so many of y'all, I can't count. At first I was surprised because y'all were so synchronized when you came out. Then I realized the obvious. Y'all communists. So you probably all live in the same house, but it's false confidence.
Everybody in this country knew I was gonna beat him. Even his own parents did when he went to see them. They gave him one last goodbye, they hugged him tight, and they squeezed him. Then his dad looked over at his mom and said, "You know this is probably the last time we're going to see him."
And put a battery in his back and started gassing up his engine trying to play me like I'm the innocent victim. They said the Russians are sophisticated with all their intricate systems that if I try, I would fail miserably against them. Are you fucking kidding me? Look at me. Do I look like Hillary Clinton? Listen, bro. I got the spirit of Lincoln. The spirit of John F. Kennedy before they killed him, but don't get this shit twisted. I'm still a bigger dick than Richard Nixon, swinging my dick while I'm bumping Hulk Hogan's intro music as I'm walking into the Kremlin. Yeah.
But I ain't trying to use this to start World War II again. We way advanced from that. We can use battle rap to diplomatically speak to these hooligans because I'm actually cool with them. Yo, this is gonna be like Holy Communion for the Soviet Union. Nah, we ain't gonna feud, we're cool. I'm just trying to do this interview with him. I heard Russia has 7,000 nukes. What you plan to do with them? Don't get me wrong, I'm trying to be Putin's friend. Because I know if I ever had a chance to run for president, he gets to choose who wins.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Choose who wins. But if you think I'm going to stand up here and sell out my country for you, you must be stupid then. USA still number one. We singing the same old tune. Even though we ain't got proper leadership, the people are strong together, so the show must resume. So I'm saying this right now. While the Canadians and the Russians are both in the room. Y'all hear that? No, listen. You hear that? That's the sound of our country waiting for y'all country to get to the moon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, but hold on. I need to get through this.
Yeah, boy.
But in the next 10 years, we'll start colonies on Mars probably. And y'all fail time after time, and I know the job's costly, but maybe you in the wrong hobby, constantly trying to re-emulate the space program of greatness that you cannot copy. So excuse me if I'm a little skeptical when the Russian says he gonna take off on me. Yeah, 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 whether offense or recon. Same in battles as space travels. We've always been the stars that you lean on. We've evolved. Our technology's beyond y'all peoples by eons. That's why every time you're in space shadow and something seems to be wrong, you have to pick up the phone and I have to call up Elon.
Yo. I'm a walking phenom. I'm a walking phenom. I told this Bosnian / Slavic peon we can rock with beats on or go a cappella. Since nobody here wants to hear your weak song singing Russia, the hip hop seems strong, but that's because your fan base consists of underage pussies rocking their fist to house music, rocking their mama's jeans on. That's why Oxymiron's concerts look like little awkward teen proms. Listen, this ain't a block for us to beef on. I'm trying to find a clean enough concrete street for me to stomp his teeth on. You can't box with me, Oxy. Dream on. I don't know what type of hard narcotics you be on, but I'm not the one for Oxy to sleep on. Yeah, Mark. Yeah. Bars like synthetic hair on soon as the bottle's popping. Even Brittany Murphy couldn't comprehend the situation of Oxycontin. Yeah, that's oxycodone. I hit him with the ox and take off with Oxy's coat on. Get knocked from the octagon or the boxing ring. Face me, get washed in cream. So what that also mean, I'm hitting Oxy clean. Estrigiskaya Hunye! Pashamin Blia!
Удар мне по плечам с двух сторон. Еще разок. Скажи мне, американец, в чем сила? You're about to see a Russian airstrike on Syrian ranks. They inferior to amphibious Siberian tanks. You're nothing but a civilian with silly old blanks who's really up his own ass like Azealia Banks. Then
Wait.
Did I pronounce that right? Or is my accent too thick? I got a license to kill this Arab American pig. You fucking arrogant prick think you're better than this? But you never got big. That is why you battling, bitch. You've been rapping all your lifetime and got no shows, dears. And if that is not a punchline, I don't know what is. You know what rhymes with disaster?
What?
I don't know, featuring Eminem on your Twitter name to get chicks faster? How fucking corny was that? You must be horny as hell. How the fuck can you not get laid if you got photos with Drake? And how the fuck are you still broke? How the fuck are you still broke when you co-signed by the biggest? You must have done too many drugs and couldn't handle your business. Man, I also used to do lines after having my Guinness, but I walked away from Vice like I'm Gavin McInnes. Bro, all you learned in life is how to fight and rhyme insults, but you praise yourself online like you're some high divine princess. I'm inspiring the young. What, you lady die? Quit this. All you do is battle guys for half the price of my slippers. But listen. And fuck my accolades. And fuck every single fake fan for his lack of faith. I do bring in the numbers, you can't relate, but that's irrelevant. I'll bury you in LA today, Habibi, you know? Listen. Yo, it's gonna get serious. It's gonna get serious, and I apologize in advance. I don't. Look, you're an American Muslim Arab, right? Let me ask you something that's simple, but so lethal. How does it feel to hold up a flag that's covered in the blood of your own people? Listen. 2 million Muslims or Arabs killed by the US in 15 years. Shit, who cares? You still rep the flag like Britney Spears? Listen, everyone here has seen the trailer. Put your pen aside. For view's sake, you shit on your parents' genocide. You parasite apple pie eating pancake type Yankee dyke who measures dick size in Fahrenheit. Bear. Bear in mind, you're a traitor to your Arab kind. I'll digest this faggot's hype like a phagocyte. Look. Remember? Check it on Wikipedia, bro. Listen. This guy had a battle in Berlin against a guy called Tiesta, who is both African and Russian. So he did the same old racial shit instead of an intelligent discussion. Your African side says I miss Big Papa. Your Russian side says bring this vodka. Man, shut the fuck up. Your American side is battling me now in LA. At the same time as GIs blow your cousins away. While your Arabic side is turning your brothers to hate, raised on pics of Abu Ghraib and the Guantanamo Bay. Yeah, I'm not paid by fucking Russia today, Mr. Vladimir and FSB for sounding this way. I don't like the Russian government. That's power play. But it was coward USA that taught them how to behave and bully states into appeasement. So fuck your home disaster. Fuck its role as the world policeman, cause all cops are bastards. Fuck your moral high ground of moron thugs. Yeah. Fuck your war on terror and fuck your war on drugs. Yeah. Fuck McDonald's and Disney, fuck American literature, Ben and Jerry, Tom and Jerry, Ford and Henry Kissinger. Fuck the Federal Reserve, cause they bury the poorest, and for Christ's sake, fuck all the loud American tourists. And I know what he's thinking. Ah, that's not me, I'm not close-minded, I travel the world, I'm different, I'm so enlightened. Well, you're still fucking American, right? So you may not care, but you still carry the stereotype. You're like a good cop, you're still a cop that's drama enough. What do we care who bombs us? Clinton, Bush, Obama, or Trump? You try to standardize the world to see it normalized. Why? Why don't you stay inside your turf and keep your globalized right? You wanna see my country burn? Wanna see it balkanized? Fine. The only shit you'll see in return is more organized crime. So, if you thought that we were chumps, you were high on mushrooms. If you thought that I'm a chump, you should try ayahuasca. I got, I got brothers in this club that would love to rush you. I'ma turn Mount Rushmore into Mother Russia! Yeah! Nah. And before I finish my round, before I finish my round, look, I'm kind of puzzled. Because your dad wears a hijab, but your mother doesn't. Your son wears a muzzle, your brother likes Assad, your lover is called Hassan, and your father is your cousin. Time.
Yo, 1 minute. Yo, Gannick, 1 minute. Hey, yo, my man up here by the light, you gotta get down. My man here is blocking the light.
God fucking damn. What is this? This guy just gave me the political business. You're a fucking superstar from Russia. I thought you came here to fuck some bitches. What a fucking bunch of fucking moronic militants. The blood of your own flag. I was born in America, you idiot. Hold on. If it seems like I'm about to go long, don't you fucking bitch. I only asked for unlimited. Not so I can rap forever, so y'all can slowly hear the stuff I spit. So today, I'ma take my time with what I say. I ain't rushing through my shit. If you plan to take over, you gotta be way more organized. You thought this the Ukraine border, you try to charge straight forward. You try to get one of your hackers to get in the mainframe station and override, but bitch, this is California and this state is fortified. You gonna make me take this fucking frail Russian mail order bride and bust his face open wide. I'll pull a shank out and fish fillet both his eyes till there's a big enough space between them both to let the blade go inside. I will change in your skull from the side. I will fucking.
No. No. Hey, y'all. I need to run that back. Hold on. Fuck, man. Yo.
To let the blade go inside, I will cave in your skull from the side and break your nose bone like Kano, causing your whole face to divide. Yeah, play me outside. I will send you to visit the angels, so when you come back, you'll be like Goku rocking that stupid ass looking halo when he dies.
Look, aside from battle rap, you're a real artist. And as a rapper, I could respect that. Because just like every other industry rapper, you only doing what you best at. Soon as you get depressed, you go and get yourself a necktie.
It says 1703.
Yep.
And those numbers. Right. And those numbers mean something.
Yes.
See, most people might quite not understand it, but I studied the Gregorian calendar, so I know why he has it. It's ancient mathematics. The numbers spell out a phrase when combined and subtracted. It says, I am a faggot. Yo. It's okay. Don't be mad. All right. Since people love the Russian accent, I should try to talk like you then. Luke. I know you think this battle good look for you. Nyet. Not where you've been. Maybe because foreigner, you think in your little head this is the reason you should win. But to tell you truth, this is not good position to be Putin. I said, yo. I said, lighten up. We joking. Why y'all acting so hard for? Y'all don't want war. You keep all your little pretty hydrogen bombs stored somewhere offshore, because the only thing we know y'all for is vodka bottle and blonde whore. Yo, you come from a world where foreign exchange students sucking dick in an American college dorm is considered an art form. Russian bitches were born to suck dick. You can see the features in their jawbone. This is an onslaught. Listen, yo. I'm too crazy for this crowd. I need to finish this round, it don't matter.
This is an onslaught. Someone grabbed the popcorn. Why'd y'all expect him to be hardcore when Russians are all known for soft porn? Dog, your body is built like a lesbian wussy. I'm a fucking veteran. They fed me a rookie. And even though we speak two different tongues, he knows not to do anything extra to push me, because one thing we all understand universally is body language, and yours says you a pussy. Listen, listen, I'm really out here rapping for y'all. This who you had for me? Nah. I'm a rap god, been out here for 17 years strong and still haven't managed to fall. Plus, we've seen what happened in Chernobyl. Your people don't know how to handle disasters at all. Say yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah, pussy. Yeah, yeah. But enough about Russian America. Let's bring Oxy in. Let's bring Oxy in. That shit is loud as fuck up there. Let's bring Oxy in. How they brought him into Oxford and they offered him a job, but he ain't want it because Ox was chilling on amoxicillin. Imagine how Ox was feeling knowing I was about to body him. Stockpile on Klonopins and antioxidants. But wait, Drago, this is the part where Rocky wins. Bars on top of bars like the Roxy, I'm boxing Oxy in. Yeah, if it's squad with him and they pulling out the choppers, then woohoo, hopping out the car, I'm sending 100 shots at them. I don't give a fuck if it's aimed at. I'm killing all of them. Bitch, this is payback for what y'all did to Denzel Washington. Blah, blah, blah.
Something about Oxford, as if it's a bad thing. Yeah, I went to Oxford. I wasn't privileged though. My academics were a daily struggle, average Joe. And then you said something else about something else. I forgot what the fuck you said, so just shut your face. Best flip ever. Look. Look, I may not be from round here, but there is one thing. Look! Shut up! I may not be from round here, but there is one thing I know. No one can build a rap career just out of multis and floats. You need the X factor. DMX and Exhibit agree. That's why your name doesn't have an X, and mine's got three. Call me Professor Triple X. I don't make up ticks and gun bars. You vexed like a bitch of makeup sex, cause you can rap, be a jester, flex your arms and pecs, but you just lack that something extra. Think Luxon, flex, I'm X-rated. Next thing you're getting your place rated, no X. Tender clips, you're just getting your face caved in. The X-ray will show you the damage, you're in a basement. I'm a Russian Jew, this what happens when we get a late payment. Oh, you tough? You bust guns? I don't like to touch one. I don't need to work out. Body type? Wash one. Oxy. Oh, you tough? You bust guns? I don't like to touch one. I don't need to work out. Body type? Wash one. Oxycontin crashed up. I call Boris Marshak. You know Boris Marshak? Better not. He's fucked up. Yeah. Look. Forget World War Z, this is Cold War X. You're not leaving Oxy dead just cause you slaughtered Rex, I'm different. I grew up on cold cabbage and carrots, no Lenny Kravitz. We had Yeltsin and Lenin as parents. Wait, wait, oh, you mad cause I'm Joseph Stalin on you.
Why everybody having the bar of the battle?
We have a battle. Amazing. Let's go. Right. So, oh, you mad because I'm Joseph Stalin on. Because of me, you are bigger in Russia than here. You want to get political asylum, don't you? Depardieu. Because in the US,
He's a political dissident and a pariah of sorts. He bravely rejects the oppressive totalitarian system of buzz over jokes. Yeah. Bro. Listen, the defamation you're facing at the hands of the American battle community is a travesty. If they keep being bored by your terrible jokes and the oppressive repetitive flows, we go march in solidarity. Listen, serious note. I saw your interview with battle rap Chris. For 20 minutes, you complain like an arrogant bitch. Say, that's not the punchline. For 20 minutes, you complain like an arrogant bitch, saying smack rappers are shit, they're just ignorant kids, and you are God. I bet you blow your own reflection a kiss, you fucking... you fucking weirdo, and go, baby, you handsome. You're not blowing up, you're blowing yourself, you're Marilyn Manson. And you... I don't know that. You have 100 battles, bro. And his battle versus Dumbfounded, kinda random. The rings around his eyes, the dress. He was the Kung Fu Panda. Bro. Listen, bro. You a clown for the Benjamins, those fake papers. Russians have been peasants for centuries. That's why we have the most haymakers. Look, and you have gay Quakers, safe spaces, and slave traders. Look, we don't understand political correctness, right? The shit you say in battle rap, we say in actual life. But at the same... But at the same time, we don't like the exclusion of faces. We may not be polite, but it's you who have the institutional racism. So shut the fuck up. Wala shushi Bashir. You're not the Mujahideen. You look like Turkmen Bashir. If you smoke... Shut up! If you smoke Turkish hashish and some kush in Algier with a grushik Tajik, put suga... That's next. Look here, Bashir, you are a rookie, Bashir. I'd sign you to booking machine, but all you ever learned in Lebanon was cooking a sheep, smoking hookah with sheep and abusing the word Bismillah. Now you have a movie out. It's called The Goat Whisperer. Oh, Mr. Hezbollah, don't be so pissed at me. Why you always hit the coughing up your shit, voila? Weißt du, wer ich bin, du Spaß? Ich fick dich auch in dieser Stadt. Hier ist ich schon gezwungen. I refit kissing stuck! Yeah! Oh shit! That was German with an Arabic bar. I think someone just crossed the wires in my memory card. This your cemetery, dog. This your North Korea. I'ma dance on your corpse like Rudolf Nureyev. Look at yourself. Look at yourself with your shisha bar and your shish kebab. You a chichi man! From the chicken shop, go to kitchen now, get me mixed pilau with some chicken tops and some chili sauce. And that's not the punchline. And if I don't get my shakshuka, kol hara tel hastezi sharmuta. Now, wait. If you think I'm anti-Muslim or anti-Arabic, bin that. Because I know more about your culture than Alibaba and Sinbad. I read about Khoja Nasreddin and Saladin. I heard the Muezzin. I know about the Hashishin, about Ibn Sina and Islam in Iran. I read poetry by Ferdowsi and Omar Khayyam. But all you ever took is terrorism and catching a body. So the Muslim that you portray is a Wahhabi jihadi. We know you joke, but you promoting the Taliban who'd love to turn LA into Inshallah land, bro. Bro, just accept yourself, because I accept you, brother. Psych alive, because if you don't respect your own culture, why should I?
Well, it's a bit more, sorry, we didn't time it.
Look, I am the original Bond villain, the Godzilla, the Soviet equivalent of a new Leonard Cohen or Bob Dylan. You're not giving me cold shivers. You are not armed like the God Shiva. You fishy and oily, you cod liver, the not giver. Fuck, how to pronounce shit, cause he lived all over the globe, motherfucker, from cold winter. My umbilical cord was cut by a known killer who raised me inside a bunker with Ulrich from Goldfinger. So go figure, if I battle for free in a culture where every other MC is a gold digger, cause I kill for pleasure and he's charging a fee, dear Death Note, who of us two should be called Kira, huh? Last thing. And before I finish my round, homie, care to listen. How the hell is pork haram, but your fat face isn't? So go on, do your parody. I go my way like Usher. I'm the Baba in Arabic. You the Baba in Russian.
And when the windows of opportunity come, why I'm always getting everything? Because it's not just that. It's me genuinely loving my fans and connecting with them. It's called that connection thing. Yeah, and to show that I'm not full of shit, pull out your phones. 323-831-3631. You could text me anything. That was for y'all. That was for all my fans. Now, let's get back to striking them. Leukemia patient with a lack of vitamins. Looking like one of them Irishmen. Yeah, why he wanna battle with me? This is like suicide for him. I should have called up Linkin Park and invited them just so they could sit here and watch Chester die again. Yeah. Rest in peace, though. Rest in peace. Damn, y'all really got obsessed about that shit. Too soon, I get it. Who in here, though, has seen Fata Morgana? Raise your hand up. Yeah, y'all seen that fucking music video he did where they were graphing his skin, slashing him, digging in his organs and opening up his abdomen? Y'all seen the fucking music video horror movie he was rapping in? Well, that shit gave me nightmares, but not from all the bloody scenes that were happening. I got nightmares because I realized I was going to have to hear him rap again. Do you know what Russian battlers sound like to me when they're battling? Y'all all sound like DNA and Charlie Clips in their third rounds when they run out of English words and start randomly rambling. So just know deep in your heart, when DNA says, I'm grasping the masochin, Oxy's in the cut, clearly understanding him. You know what rhymes with Russian rapper?
What?
It doesn't matter. Because it's kind of weird seeing how good you adapt in this atmosphere. But dog, good job. You managed to pull off a battle here. You are literally like the first Vladimir to ever have a real rap career. But I'm disaster. I don't give a fuck if he's internationally famous or what this faggot's name is. I don't trust white people that come from random places. As far as I'm concerned, you're an undercover Anglo-Saxon racist. You look like a cancer patient with a plastic facelift. In Russia, he's known as family rapist. You look like the grand wizard on the final stage in a game that you have to beat before you can finally say you've mastered hatred. You're a white dude with a bald head. Who told your ass go shave it? Bro, you look like you would literally throw up if you seen a black girl naked. Wanna. All I heard was racist shit from him. Talk about I'm racist. All the shit about Allah, Sibidibi Dabala. And he talks in another language. Like, that's fucking hard to do. Well, you think I can't? I'ma fuck with you. Because I rap in a second language too, you fucking nerd bum. But since that's not impressive to me, I'm going to rap in my third one.
Go on.
You really ready? Look at the camera when you die right now. You ready? Pizdishnamala. Trakoi bala. Я трахал твою маму. В жопу. В библиотеке. Пока папа учил физику. Told his bitch, пошли ебаться. Она сказала, give me $20. И потом давала. Она орала. Сосала! Я кончил в одеяло! How long could I keep going and rushing? Your бабушка! I hit her with a bazooka, pull out the пушка, пука, старуха, тюша! Seen his матушка, her name was Танюха. She was a сука. Дали штуку, шлюх. I make Russian woman suck my zalupa. Nuka tiha bez zvuka. I'm the sickest in the world, bitch. No language I can find you and kill you in. Yeah, 50-50 on the wrist. This is like Pai Gal. I'm a bit of a night owl. So if I knock your lights out, we already know who's paying the bills, cause bitch, this is my house. Try to have fun, a little smile. This is your big night out. Me and you are friends, but if you trip right now, I'ma punch you in that big size mouth till your lips turn inside out. Yeah. I literally lost my voice. I can't even spit a rap. See, when most Russians do stupid shit, Americans don't even react. See, I figured out he was Russian before he even rapped. When I met him in his home and he showed me to the back where he shot a beaver in his head in front of me and he wore it as a hat. Your bitch is proud slut with round butt. I put out my hand, she said, you can look, but you're not allowed touch. I told her, wow, well, I want to now fuck. You know what she said? How much? I said, you tell me. She said, $10,000. I said, $10,000 what? What am I buying a round from Lux?
Wow.
Time, man. So.
Yo. I said yo.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. That was very nice, Russia. Amazing. Let me spit in Russian now, okay? Yo. Я на месте как влитой. Ты на мете, но ты той, это онлайн батлова олдова лампов, и на деле проверенный менталитет, это не твой. Чё, старина, положи глаз на мои трофеи, господи, на, бери. На веки до слёз, пылина, у тебя что, роговица, босс, пылина? Ха! Это рэп, а не акромант, из тебя говорит эго, не таланта, твоя бич, мега не права. Это кассета в ней сега, мега драйв, не а, не только по рэпу, ежели копнуть себе гетто меломан. Бы да бейслайн, драм, ту степу, фанк, ну-ка веди меня, заветная тропа. Yeah. Now,
Yo, I wasn't gonna do this bar, but you said so much nasty shit. Remember Rome? Laughing at the kids killed by Breivik 7 years ago? How American and brave of him. This the payback. You want shock value to get famous, Suka? I'll turn up at your show like the Vegas shooter. What? Yeah! Collective responsibility. Anyway, let's go. 2 years ago, he challenged me. 2 years ago, he challenged me to this insane fight. You. 2 years ago, he challenged me to this insane fight. And this genius couldn't even say my name right. Oxymoron, not oxymoron. Oxymoron, not oxymoron. I get fools destroyed. Man of the year, I waited in a queue to school this boy. Look, he was a Trump supporter. You remember that? He was a Trump supporter on Twitter. Wait, that's not the punchline. Look, he was a Trump supporter. More than that, his faithful minion. But as soon as Eminem disses Trump, he changes opinion. His very story. I call this behavior whoring. Listening to Alex Jones at night when you will sway in the morning. So what is it? You can't decide. Pick a stable side. It's as if you reside in a swing state of mind. I bet you still love him, Trump. So don't be contrite. If he was Kendrick, he'll be like, we gonna be alt-right. So listen. We gonna be alt-right now. He the type, look at the race, look. Now he the type to chill with the Nazis to seem white. So if you ever see him dab, he's masking a Zeke, hide. Yes, my friend. Now who is the Nazi and who is the racist? Anyway, let's go. Look, this, we've seen you battle Howl, right? You accuse him, shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up, don't speak. Listen. We've seen you battle Howl. You accuse him of making merch instead of music. That's confusing. You said you found him a booth, he could spit in it. And so I tried to find your tunes. You fucking hypocrite. I mean, look, I mentioned this before, but let me reuse it. Here's a real question, my bro. Where's your music? Bro, you have over 100 battles and like 3 tracks. One's a diss, one's a feature, one solo. Real facts. What? I'm not even talking numbers or views. If we start comparing those, then boy, will somebody lose. I could brag about countries where I'm running the youth because of my tracks, but fuck success. Where's the hunger in you? I know fame is just a mistress that comes and goes as she pleases, but Jesus, how can you live without getting rid of your feelings? And yes, this in battles, you clearly been a genius, but how can you ever be what a real complete MC is? Who said these words? You need to put some more musical influence in your verse because we come from the cloth. We were hardcore lyricists at first. Exactly. So what happened to the song structure in the rhyme book? I guess it's only a cappella that he delivers the right hook. Because on any type of beat, motherfucker, you've been weak. I'd rather listen to Lil B doing a feature with Lil Peep. Look, I don't want to be mean, but what's the matter? How fucking hard can this shit be if you're a rapper? You had songwriter's blocks for 10 years. That's a bit fucked up. What's the matter? What's your excuse? The feathers too soft and the ink dried up? So in conclusion, look at me this. You can never be my personal GOAT. I'm in the charts and I do battles. That's my personal oath. So any ladies looking for fellas who into personal growth, don't go for battlers. Get yourself a man that can do both. Now, people hate it when in third rounds I go deeper. But I never run with the crowds like lighthouse keepers. You think I'm gonna use this platform just for battling?
This ain't even my second language. I spit badly. Compared to Russian, this is nothing. But I stand here to talk about something larger than your rap tier. Because look, you are an American Arab, right? I'm a Russian Jew. Listen to me. This shit is fueling tensions. It doesn't look like the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Because in Hebron or in Beirut, we'd have some cruel intentions. But verbal feuds may have potential to cure this patient, the slowly dying Arab-Jewish-Russian-US relations. I mean, look. We're standing here saying some horrible shit. Speaking of which, I'll fist your bitch in iron. Sorry, Bashir, but wait. What I'm trying to say is, battle rap is crazy of late. You chill with people you're normally expected to hate because of the media, the parents, teachers, preachers you hate, and politicians whose egos inflate. So you face your opponent. Tell him that his girl's a dyke. He calls you a dirty kike, but his verse is tight. And then you get this weird feeling as your words collide. It's like you're looking in the mirror because you're both alike. And yes, it's sexist and racist, homophobic smut, childish and basic and distasteful like two girls, one cup. But in time... Wait. But in times of war, look at today. The sport evolves because if you hate someone, you don't trade dirty jokes, you kill them, like Ahmed the terrorist. You remember Ahmed the terrorist? That's him. I'll kill you. Look. That's you. Look, bro. I'd rather every Arab told every Jew, your mother, and vice versa every day than let them shoot each other. Because I have seen this with Ukraine and it fucks my brain how two nations that were brothers have been cucked and slain by the people above who still hanging out today as if nothing happens and only music numbs the pain. And I'm not saying battle rap is gonna change the world. And I'm sorry for being preachy instead of raping his girl, shitting on her, spitting on her with my partners in crime. But I think battle rap could be more than just punchlines and rhymes. Time.